Welcome, welcome to Kicking It Vibing. It's vibing. We've changed this title so many times. We're kicking it, vibing with the Koyas. I don't care what you're doing. Just come hang out with us. Grab your drink. Grab you something to smoke. And let's tune in. We're going to be talking about mental health, drug recreational habits and activities, and life topics. Everything under the sun. Might do a couple interviews, you know. Just tune in. Come vibe out with us. My name's Sequoia, a.k.a. Oshigo, a.k.a. Kid Hyphy to some, with my co-host here, LaQuoia,
a.k.a. Cricket.
Hey, let's get into it. Today's topic, we're going to be talking about recreational habits and activities. So, you want to start off, or should I? Or should we just, let's just take a sip. Cheers to the first episode, my friend. Let's do this.
Okay, so what we want to discuss first, we had a discussion a little while ago, and we kind of came to a disagreement, like agree to disagree. We know someone, or everyone, a lot of people, that would do certain habits and on their lunch break. Like you might take a shot, or you might go hit the weed, or something like that before returning to work, kind of like to get your brain back, you know, focused or whatever. So
calm your nerves, ease your stress.
Yeah. So one day I'm just sitting at home and I get a call because someone I know got into a car accident and I needed to go help them. So I immediately go over there. I help her out or whatever. So like a couple days after it, I'm like asking her, you know, what happened? So she's just all, okay, so look, I go home for my lunch break. You know, I just chilled. I took a couple of puffs of meth. I got in my car and I stop. She said, I started driving to work. You know, I do this all the time. So, like, I know I wasn't speeding. And I'm looking at her like it's normal, I guess. So I was just like, okay, all right. And so she proceeds to be like, another car comes out and it's they collide, basically. And so when I get there, I see that the three people that are in the black car that she hit, or they basically hit her, but she was at fault because she had a stop sign and they did not, but she didn't see them. So
it wasn't because of being on the meth. That's not a part of being at fault.
I don't know. So long story short, I told her, you know, I'm trying to tell her the story about, you know, she went home, she did a couple shots or a couple hits of meth and then she got into this accident. This bitch looked at me like, I'm sorry, you're not gonna just skate.
She tells me this shit so casually, like I'm supposed to just, all right, yep, yeah, for sure. Like, for sure, doing meth on your lunch break is fucking normal. Man, listen, all right, I just need to know, okay? We gonna have like a little comment section. I need to know, what's the wildest thing you think someone or know someone that's done on their lunch break? Okay, I mean, I have one. I got a story of a coworker that he didn't get fired, by the way, who got caught doing meth in the bathroom during work hours. They was just like, hey, we ain't seen this motherfucker in a minute. They go look for him. Somebody happens to go to the fucking bathrooms and he's in there doing meth. They just sent the nigga home for a week or two, let him get sober. I think it was like a month. He comes back just as calm and, hey, how you doing? All right. I'm like, oh, you can come back? All right, y'all better not say nothing about my extended lunch break, because in that case, nigga, there's no rules. there are no rules. Now, I'm taking 30-minute lunches, 40-minute lunches. We taking an hour break. Like, let me use my phone while I'm at my desk, please, because what the fuck?
I mean, I'm glad the job supported him and he still has a job, you know?
So, question. Is it he has his job because you can't fire somebody because they got a drug problem? Or is it like a mental health type situation? Because what would make you go to meth during lunch break and or on
But if the job? That's your drug of choice, that's what you're going to do, right? So like if you drink, you're going to probably take shots on your lunch break. If you smoke weed, you're going to smoke the weed on your lunch
but
break.
But it's legal to take a shot Or two, actually.
I'm pretty sure there are people that sniff coke on their lunch break and go right back to work.
I've seen a motherfucker sniff coke at his desk and keep typing.
See, so...
That doesn't make it right, though.
None of it should be right, though.
Alcohol is legal.
Even if it's legal, is it right, though?
Yes. Yes and no. I'm not going to agree with the meth. I'm sorry. You're not going to get me to agree with doing meth on your lunch break. You shouldn't be doing meth at all, period.
Not to judge. Yes, I do.
I judge. I don't give a damn. If your socks don't match, I'm judging you. I just know that, okay? I'm a judgmental person. You guys stress me the fuck out. It don't take that much to match your socks. Just do it.
Now I'm going to come with unmatched socks.
And I'm going to not let your ass in. I'm doing fit checks at the door. Like security.
Put them right on the table.
Not the fucking table.
All right, so back to the original part, because apparently we have ADHD and get off track quite easily.
I mean, technically you are autistic.
Okay, we didn't have to bring that part up. What does that have to do with you having ADHD? And us being off topic.
Because we're going to let them know right now this is going to be chaotic.
It's going to be all over the place,
guys. It's
going
to make a lot of sense. And you're just going to have to fucking vibe
out. Trust the process.
I said come vibe with us. If you can't vibe with us, at least hit the like button.
So, anyways, I tell her that and she's perplexed. Like, why the fuck are you doing meth on lunch break? And I'm trying to explain to her, like, I guess she does it all the time.
That's so even crazier.
It's not that big of this. The first time she's actually gone into an accident. So.
That makes it better. It's the first accident while I was high. That's all.
That's all. You know, so we just got into a little debate and I was just like, well, it's really no different from, you know, you taking shots and then going back into the building or like going out to your car, hitting your pen or hitting your blunt and then going into the work office. Like, you're still under the influence of something and you're going back into work. So that's where I think it's all the same. But I can get where she's coming from, because like, who in the hell thinks, yeah, let me hit this meth real quick and like drive to work? Like, I don't know.
But who the hell says let me hit the meth? Like, how fucked up does your whole mental have to be to get to the point where you're like, you know what, alcohol's not doing it for me, weed isn't doing it for me, being a whore isn't doing it for me, you know what, the meth, that's gonna do it, that's gonna make me feel better about life. I don't understand how far gone you gotta be. I mean, don't get me wrong, some people don't like the whole level, that's my favorite. Some people don't like the alcohol. That's my second fit. You know what? I think alcohol might be first.
Yeah.
I'm married now. Yeah.
Are you?
He's sitting over there.
Separated or just sitting there?
He in the other room. He can hear us kind of sometimes when he wants to.
Kind of. All right. So we just kind of want to know what you guys think. Is it the same? Is it not the same? Would you judge that person? Like, what do you guys think? And then for the next topic that we kind of want to go into, since she already touched on it.
We touching on it? Which one we touching on?
It was literally with the same thing. You the paused it, right?
No, we raw, uncut, baby.
Oh, bitch, I thought you paused it. Anyways, yeah, I thought we were talking about the mental health. Like, does having the habits coincide with you having mental health?
I mean,
and
I could say,
before we go into that, we are not medical professionals, nor do we claim to be. This is purely for discussional purposes, educational purposes, purely our opinions and experiences. Thank you. Back to the discussion.
That's why she's the legal one, because you know me, bitch. it is what it is. I think even for somebody who just drinks, there's still something chemically imbalanced where you feel you need a drink. Because I know some people that just live life sober as fuck. Granted, that motherfucker got mental problems too. So my question is, okay, let's put it out there. I feel like everybody got some sort of mental disability, even the person who thinks that. If you're not hearing your voice inside your head when you're thinking or reading, I personally feel like you're the one with a mental problem, because why the fuck you don't hear nothing inside your own head? It's just silent, bitch. That's not scary to you. you just sitting here hearing nothing. And fuck no.
Some people don't. And I feel like, I don't know, I do feel like a lot of people, or everybody at this point, is suffering from some kind of mental illness. Like, some kind of depression, mental illness, whatever, everything that's going on, you know? So I don't judge anybody for, like, particular habits that they choose, right? But I can see, like, you know, we're struggling with something and this helps us cope. Did you have to cough?
You'll call me out because I turned away from the mic, though.
Like, Heffa, we are talking right now.
We can talk, bitch. My body still got a body.
It's got to function somehow. So I don't know. Like, what other things, like, if people didn't have alcohol or they didn't have weed, do you think?
Oh, they're whores.
So if you don't do any of those, you're either a whore. So you don't think somebody could just be completely sober and nothing be wrong with them?
Fuck no.
Fuck you don't no. think so either?
Fuck no. That's coming, you don't think that's coming somebody from the background can be audience.
Completely sober and nothing be wrong with them mentally.
Who the fuck you know sober that ain't got nothing wrong with
them? I know a few people.
No.
What? My mom.
Girl.
She is sober. She barely, when she do drink, it's going to take her, a wine cooler will take her out.
I know, that whole bottle of wine had us crying and shit.
It will take her out. And there's, I mean, I guess she can have some type of depression, but she's a happy person. So, but then I do know other people that are just, but then are they hiding their mental illness or hiding that hurt behind all the happiness and
yeah,
stuff
bitch,
like
I'm a
that.
Happy person. I am so, dying inside.
But you're also not a sober person. So,
I'm not sober anymore. We a couple shots in, you know?
You're not sober at all.
I've never seen sober.
But anyways, so I don't know. I do think that that kind of does play a part in that. And so I would like to give people, other people's opinions on that. Maybe get somebody else on here that thinks differently. I don't see how you can't be sober and be like happy and not
I'm not
happy.
Saying you can't be happy. Yes, you can be happy. I'm happy when I'm sober. If you're not mentally unstable, can you be happy sober? Without drugs, anything, and without being a whore?
If you're not mentally unstable?
Correct.
Why the hell not? What would be preventing you from being happy?
I don't think I have an answer for that one right now.
Mm-hmm. Oh, did I just stomp you? Pretty cool.
This is not a debate. This is a discussion. Okay, I'm not going to debate with you. I will say that all the people I know that are sober and have mental issues that don't do alcohol, drugs, anything of that sort, I will say, they are normally whores. They
so
normally
they
have
technically,
a overactive
that's an addiction, though,
sex drive.
But that's another addiction.
That's what I'm saying.
So technically, they still are going to something to fill that void. So they're not actually sober.
So I don't know anybody with a mental illness that does not choose a drug.
They're out there. They're out there.
If you out there, please chime in. I would like to talk to you. I would like to know. I want to pick your brain. Because I guarantee you, while picking your brain, I will find the thing that you're fucking addicted to that helps you calm down when your mental is spiraling.
It could be something as simple as reading a book, writing in a journal. Addiction. Those are more positive addictions.
It's still an addiction.
But it's a positive
one. I want to talk to somebody that don't hear sounds in their head and don't hear their own voice when they read a book silently. I want to talk to you because I want to know what the silence sounds like. Because I don't...
Probably nothing.
I don't know what the fuck it sounds like.
Nothing. It's silent.
Is it silent inside your head?
No, not in mine.
Okay.
There's like 30 people talking in there.
Ooh, that's that Pisces. She flip flop, but she got extra characters.
Multiple so, characters. So
superpower.
Literally. Yeah. One's a pothead. One doesn't want to do any types of drugs or alcohol. They just want to sleep. You know? Sleeping is an addiction.
Oh, I know. I know somebody who's got an Olympic gold medal in that motherfucker. That nigga has the title, the trophy, a crown.
And so is gaming, so.
Can you sleep and game? I've seen him do that at the same time.
Gambling and gaming.
Your husband, remember?
And son.
What was that? We were in Reno? It was, I want to say the night y'all got married?
Probably.
I think it was the night y'all got married. This man literally got drunk, went down to the casino, and fucking fell asleep.
Kept gambling.
But kept pushing the button and blew through $100. And I'm just like, that's a special fucking skill to be able to gamble $100 away in your sleep in a casino, though. Like, that's a special talent. You know, that's a good one right there. You want a shot?
Yeah.
That's going to require me to get up because I didn't think he was going on another one.
It's okay. Maya!
No, I'm just kidding. Hey, our sound engineer over here. That man got headphones in. He ain't even trying to hear us. He's
Let's
like,
send him a text.
It's going to be 12 hours before he replies.
All right. Oh, so
I'm going to let her talk. I'm going to go refill her cup real quick. Yay. You can go on to the next topic.
The only amount that I can have. These are some sad baby shots, but you know, it's okay.
We want you to live.
Yep. And speaking of living, back to that subject though. So I don't really drink like at all anymore. But I do smoke. Because it is helpful, and it does help me not need a lot of those psych meds that they want me to keep taking. And I'm like, if I just smoke this weed, I don't have to take those psych meds, which have like horrible side effects. So I want to stick to the marijuana. However, they want me to kind of move off of it. So I'm tracking like my usage and everything, and I'm just like, a lot harder than you think to try to stop something that you've been used to doing for so long.
Almost 40 years of being high.
Right? But, you know, I'm trying to do more stuff more healthy. But, like, I don't feel like pharmaceuticals are healthy at all.
Nah.
Like, I argue with them about, well, I don't want to take that. I was like, I feel like you guys are trying to drug me. And so they don't actually... Like, you can't smoke weed or anything. Like, I can't use, not supposed to use tobacco products with it. So, just, like, the weed and try to move to, like, edibles or, like, the teas, which are really helpful, too, for those body aches. So, you know.
My cousin has some type of THC cream. My motherfucking ankle was on fire. I was like, bruh, cut it off. Okay. She threw the little container to me. She's like, rub this on there. You won't feel shit. I was like, okay, what the fuck is this? She's like, it's got THC in it. A little dime size freaking drop of cream on my ankle. I thought I was 19 again. I was like, oh shit, this ankle doesn't hurt.
And I got the little drops that I put on. I'm like, this is relaxing.
My only issue was I saw the price of that shit and I was like, shit.
Yeah, it can get expensive.
I was like, oh, this is a luxury item right here. Can I get a prescription?
You're dumb.
But nah, the creams, that shit, it was fucking amazing. Actually, I even let Angel use some, and she said the same thing. She was like, listen, I went and found me some. I'm telling you, that shit worked. I'm like, I'm gonna have to go get me some. Gotta get my grandma some, because shit.
Mm-hmm.
At the price of her regular medicine, we might as well use the THC.
Exactly, because when I don't want to pay like $100 for this little bottle of some shit that's going to make me freak out or sleepy, I might as well just smoke weed. At least I'm going to just get hungry, even though I can't really eat shit with vegetables half the time. Get my little cup of blueberries and yogurt, It'd just be cool. Like, you know, who gets the munchies and think, oh, let me go get a carrot?
Hey, you know.
That's me, motherfucker. I gotta go get a carrot.
I'm just saying, though. Some strawberries when you hide, that's a different vibe.
Strawberries, yes. But it's not the season for them, and I will not eat them out of season.
This bitch gets one job at a little
organic
food company, and now all of a sudden her life has been enlightened.
I'm alive.
Yeah, because you're not allowed to die.
Whatever. Anyways.
I'm the godmom of all of her children. She's got six of them things. You not leaving us. And your husband? I don't think I signed up for that one.
That's my seventh child.
I signed up to take that one, though. That motherfucker called me godmom more than the kids do.
My godmom.
I'm like, you are an adult, sir. You a grown man. I think you older than me.
Yeah. No.
1 year.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's 1 year. I'll let him have that. I might be more mature, but he can have the old age.
He looks older than I do.
It's because the black don't crack.
Nah, we go into the grocery store, and I get carded, but he don't. And they're like, I'm like, who do you think I am? His kid?
Like, it's my daughter.
Like, no, motherfucker, I'm his wife. Look, like, it doesn't help that I'm, like, 4 feet tall, like, 98 pounds, like, 102 pounds wet, like, you know, get that extra weight on me. I'm going to start walking around with weights on my ankles and hands just so I can feel a little more heavy.
Oh, God.
Like, like, why am I so motherfucking little?
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so that's that.
That's hella funny.
I know.
I got to get on my health journey, though.
Yes.
I'll think about it when I want to.
Oh my God. We will be speaking more about the health journey because I'm very proud of mine.
I'm proud of yours too.
For the viewers.
Right.
I'm trying to gain weight. So if y'all got ideas on how to help me gain weight that does not include meat or bread or sugar.
This bitch can't eat nothing.
Or salt.
I think
or...
if she eat too many vegetables, even though, like, no, you gotta minimize that shit.
I do. Like, I can't have spinach if it's cooked, like, too much of that because it produces its own sodium, and carrots because they also have sodium. And they took my comfort food pickles. Like, I haven't been right since I haven't been able to have pickles.
Damn. So, you can't even make your own pickles?
No, I can't have anything that has been...
But, like, what if you make it yourself, though?
That's the problem. The process of doing that, I can't have it.
You can't even do it like the hood way where you just cut up a cucumber?
No, I can't have pickled nothing. And I love pickled everything except pig feet because gross.
That's disgusting.
Gross.
I'll even eat a pig foot, but not a
pickled
one.
I will not
eat
a pig.
A pickled egg is nasty, but I don't like eggs, so.
Yeah, I can't have eggs either.
That's good. Eggs are disgusting. Are fucking disgusting. Like, so fucking one of my coworkers today, he ate a fucking sandwich from McDonald's and had an egg on it. I walked in the fucking room and was like, who busted ass? Because it smelled like somebody, it literally smelled like two people fat as fuck just on a hot summer day just farting through the fucking office. I was mad. I was like, what the fuck? He said, that's my egg sandwich. Well, throw it the fuck out. Go get a refund because that shit is not cooked all the way. My boy, that chicken is still clucking to something because that shit smelled bad. I was hella irritated.
A McDonald's egg sandwich at a scent?
It smelled like clap that ass. I was mad. I'm telling you. I was like, bro, what the fuck is that?
Was it even a real egg?
You gotta call McDonald's, nigga. I doubt it.
I don't believe they have. They do use real eggs in some things. I used to work there when I was like in high school.
So 35 years ago.
And we used to have to crack the eggs into these little circle things. So yes, they do use real eggs. But then they also have, like, you know, the carton eggs that they pour in there and make the scrambled eggs.
What the fuck
eggs?
Is the carton egg it's made out of?
It's liquid egg that they pour in.
No, I know what it is, but I'm just saying.
But it's in a carton. And it looked weird. That's why I never ordered anything that had that. I was like, I'd rather have the real egg that we cracked into
that. You know
that.
What looks weird to me? Box water.
You know what? Yeah.
That's fucking weird, right?
Yeah.
It's like the most random shit. Why did you put the water in the box? We got plastic, we got cans, we got glass. Why did you choose a box?
Did it not, like, soak the box, or was it a waterproof box?
Yeah, I think it had, like, the lining like the milk cartons do.
That's really weird. I don't think I would trust it.
I have never tried it because I was like, that's a little sketchy. I'm not fucking dealing with that shit. Man, I want y'all to understand, we have so many technical... I'm about to throw this fucking laptop. We've had so many technical difficulties trying to get this podcast started. We were supposed to record last night. We were supposed to film. Today's just going to be vocals and just let you listen and enjoy the vibe. But my laptop that I'm supposed to be recording everything on, right when we get ready to record, decided, nah, we got an update. And it's 17 different updates that need to occur right now. I want you to know that was at 6:30. It is now 9:20, and we are only 30% of the way ready. It's still working on updates. So I hope the sound quality and everything comes out, because this has been a fucking roller coaster trying to get to this moment right here to just record. Thank God it's a pilot. Just to record this one podcast. But, you know, when you come back in, hopefully we grabbed your attention for you to watch another episode. We're going to try and post every Wednesday, every Saturday. Saturdays we can actually record videos because we got a little more time. We are full-time employees for regular jobs, for regular people making regular money. So hopefully we can get this going, get everything up and running, and maybe the next episode we can definitely make it a little longer. But we're gonna just keep it short, sweet. Hopefully it grabs your attention enough for you to want to come and hang out with us some more. Anything else you want to talk about? We got a couple minutes we can spare. I mean, that laptop's not going to do anything else. And like I said, this is what we got for tonight.
I do just want to just give my deepest condolences and, you know, prayers out to the people in Los Angeles. I've been dealing with that for like a week, the last couple of weeks, actually, because where I work, a lot of our customers are there. That's my hometown. You know, watching a lot of that go up in flames, it's not been easy. So, you know, we're just going to send our prayers out to Los Angeles.
Sending them. Definitely send our prayers out. Hopefully everybody we know is safe and got to safety. And I hope y'all insurance is paid the money that you were owed if you lost any of your personal belongings,
possessions. That's a topic for another time, because they did some of them people dirty.
They really did. I heard about that.
Yeah, so that will be a topic for another time. Probably Saturday, since we'll have more time.
Yeah, basically. Saturday we're going to get into a couple more topics, get a little bit more personal.
Yeah.
And then we'll have another question, but for today, just let us know where you stand on recreational habits or activities during the work day and or on your lunch break. And then also let us know if you feel like using drugs or alcohol or being a sex addict or whatever is tied to mental health, and do you know anyone who has mental health that does not use a substance to cope, or do you know anyone who doesn't have mental health that doesn't use a substance for recreation? And you know, chime in, let us know, because I would like to know. I want other people's opinions on that. For next week, we're going to try and touch on relationships. I'm going to dip our toe in that just a little bit.
Just a little bit,
because, I mean, we could go on. I could go on and on, because I want to know, you know, everybody's got different types of relationships, mm-hmm. and everybody's got different views, and, you know, I definitely want to hear from the single people. How the fuck is it out there? I might be back, but we don't know. We'll see. We think about it. Marinating.
Yeah, I'm good where I'm at.
I'm good for now.
Yeah, I'm good where I'm at.
We chilling. Y'all niggas need each other, because I don't know who's taking him.
Bitch, he's taking me. I'm an old basket case.
I know about six people that would take your ass right now.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I hope they know what they're getting into.
You can be on the mountain with the rest of them.
Hell no. Yeah, I'm good. That's going to send me into a spiral. But it's like,
you'd be in the woods, you would be calm. Because remember, you're supposed to be getting more one in tune with nature.
Yes, but I need a proper bathroom.
That's all she cared about was the bathroom.
in my own space. Like,
you can have your own cabin.
How if they all in there on a bus?
You can get your own cabin.
Cabin on a bus?
No, you just make a cabin on the woods. You in
the
woods.
So I can build my own cabin. That'd be cool. I can do that. Yeah. I can do that.
Can you? Because those logs are going to be heavier than you.
They probably will be, but please believe I'm like an ant. I can make a cabin.
We change your name from Crickets to Ant?
No, I'm still Cricket, but...
Please elaborate. I need to know. I know I'm part of why you call yourself this, but I...
Y'all named me Cricket. Because everything literally irritated me. It was literally the sound of crickets. It was silent, and all you heard were crickets, and I got fucking annoyed. And they were like, well, damn, bitch. I couldn't understand why I was so mad. I was just like, why are they cricketing then? Like, shut them the fuck up. Like, I was having a day. And then it just stuck. Like, I just got called crickets. So, yeah. It is what it is.
All right. I'm just wondering, because I'm like, one day she'd be like, call me crickets. And I'm just like, I know we said it a couple of times, but I didn't know we were sticking with this.
Yeah, it's stuck, because I'm like, you know what? It makes sense. It makes sense. I am like a cricket.
Yeah.
And an ant. Like a morphic cricket and ant together. We should draw that and see what it looks like.
Well, neither one of us can draw, motherfucker.
Speak for yourself. I can do stick figures.
I can color in the lines.
I know color inside the lines.
I get you a good border and a nice black background. I know how to make it really dark.
I can paint, but because of my ADHD, this shit just don't look like what I started off doing. Like, my brain will just go into some whole other shit. It looks like a work of art, but, like, that's not what I started off doing.
Did I tell you?
Like, oh, what is that? Oh, it was supposed to be a house, but, like, I don't know what it turned into, but it looks beautiful, right?
So, did I tell you about the time we were at Ross's house? Actually, I think we might have been at Tiff's house, but...
And we're still going.
We are. Where are we at? We're about 31 minutes in. We can go a little bit. But we were doing a freaking paint and sip.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. At this point, I'm like 6 Trulies in. I've hit my pen a couple times. It's the weekend. I'm vibing. And I started off painting the canvas all black. Mm-hmm. Got a nice, beautiful black background. I was like, all right, cool. I started doing a little sunset. I start doing a little splashes here. But mind you, the whole time I'm painting, I'm still smoking. I'm still drinking. And I'm just like... Something said, do a white line across the whole page. And I do a little white swoosh. And I was like, ooh, that looked great. Do one more. So I do another swoosh. And I'm like, fuck. That one didn't do what the other one did. I'm like, fuck, okay. Blacked it all back out again. All right, cool. I did that shit 4 times. Till I finally looked at it and was like, I don't know what this is anymore. It's just black. Here you go. Have a good night. I'm going home. Like, I could not get my brain to figure out what we were painting, because we weren't even painting like a specific painting. It was more like a freestyle. Everybody else's shit was coming out hella nice. One girl did a ghost on a swing just chilling in like outer space, and I was like, that's dope as fuck. I was like, I can't think of nothing like that. So that shit had me mad.
You have a brain like mine, bitch.
No,
all the way outside the box.
Hell no. Woo! We trying to find a box to put that shit in.
My therapist told me that I needed a lockbox to, like, you know, you compartmentalize
do.
Things.
We do. We gonna get
I have one, but sometimes things are just too big to go in there, and then I gotta figure other shit out.
They have sizes.
Yeah, well, my brain isn't going to put a huge one in there because it's gonna block all those personalities that are up there.
I think that's the point.
Yeah, well, I ain't got to that point yet.
So. I ain't got to it.
Ain't got to that point yet. So we will be following my mental health and health journey too. So in case people are out there that doesn't have like that support or doesn't know where to start with that, I'm here for you. I'm not a professional, but I've been through some shit and I got like 13 therapists and I'm in 2 different groups and classes for, you know, trying to manage all this trauma that I've unresolved. So
if you got anxiety, I got tips for you. So that's about it. Your ADHD, I like to let that shit run wild. And mine's is undiagnosed.
Oh, yeah. Mine's none of mine are. They're all diagnosed.
Mine's is undiagnosed, but I I'm pretty sure I got that shit, because trust me, I will see a butterfly fly by right now and I'll forget it. I'll get up from this microphone and just go, I'm about to go over here and play a video game mid-conversation, mid-recording, everything. And I'll be like, all right, I'm out. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, we're going to touch on it, and maybe this will lead me on a journey to see if I actually got it or if I just need to get my shit together, because it could just be that.
Probably both. And if you were on the spectrum, please join in, because I'm literally trying to figure out how to cope learning that about myself.
Yeah, because I tell you, she used to be my drinking buddy, hey, we finna go outside. She was already outside. I just kept talking about, run down the street. I'm already out there, bitch. And I'm like, now it's like, hey, you wanna come over? Come over where? How many people are at your house? Is your husband there? Are you gonna be there? Like, damn, bitch, yeah. I'm inviting you to come see me.
And I freak out when there's too many people. Like, I can't even do concerts because the noise overload.
And she used to be my concert dog, too.
Like, it just got worse. Well, I'm sober now, so I'm blocked. All that stuff that I was blocking out is not being blocked out anymore. So now I'm realizing, like, I hate people. And I hate outside.
I don't think we liked people.
Like them before, but I could tolerate them because I was not sober. But
gotcha.
Now
it makes sense.
I can't even tolerate them anymore. I don't like the sun. I don't like light.
You don't like the sun.
I don't like the sun. I hate summer. Like, I am a winter person. Fall, winter, yes. Spring, summer, get the fuck away from me.
Not even spring, nigga.
No allergies. And then the sun, okay, I'm always sick because, like, one minute you want to be cold, one minute you want to be hot. Bitch is bipolar as fuck. So, no, I don't like spring at all.
For sure.
I don't like the sun. Like, I don't like going to the beach with people there. Like, I'd rather go to the beach in the winter when there's no one there.
You go to the beach whenever the fuck you want to. I'm never going with you again.
That's cool. That's cool. She said I was like the white people because
we decided we're at the beach. You see a bunch of white people, they like halfway in the water and they're wave jumping, and I'm like, yo, that looks fun as fuck. And she was like, I know, right? Let's go do it. And I'm like, fuck yeah, let's go, bro. I jumped about 3 waves and I was like, all right, this is the time of my life. I feel weightless. I don't have a care in the world. The water's my friend. Like, this is great. And then one big ass wave came in and knocked my ass down. Just pow, smacked me. I'm on the ground. All right, I'm underwater. I go stand back up. All right, cool, nothing. I jump another wave, even bigger wave, pow, knocks my ass down. I'm like, all right, what the fuck? But at this point, I'm trying to get back up. Another wave hit me. I try to get back up some more. Second wave comes through, and I'm like, what the fuck? I try to get up one more time. Third wave comes, and at this point, I'm like, I feel myself being pulled deep into the ocean. I'm like, I'm about to die. I'm a water sign. And I'm about to go out in my favorite thing, the water. This is bullshit. I'm mad. So I just drop, just let my whole body just sink. Thankfully, I hit the sand and the water goes back. I got out that water. This motherfucker didn't. She stood right next to me, wave jumping, watched me drown twice. And she just looks at me like, bitch, are you okay? What are you doing down there? And I'm like, I'm dying. I got out the water. She's like, well, I'm okay, so I'm going to keep jumping, but you need to figure that out. What the fuck? I'm like, nigga, help me. She's just like, yeah, I don't know what your problem is.
I was like, what's going on? I'm going to slide down this little water thing, and I was like belly flopping and sliding on the waves and shit. Like, I'm small, so I was like, and she's just
you
like,
weren't even that small then either.
I was a lot bigger than I am now, but I was still small.
And you
I
had just like started. You had just started getting small.
Damn, on the way, it
beating
was
up the equipment.
So much fun doing that. Like, and yes. I look over and I'm like, wait, where'd she go? Then I didn't see her, and then I kind of see her under the water. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing under the water? She comes up like, bitch, I'm dying. I'm like, oh, you should figure that out. Go on the beach. Like, go where Angel's at, on the beach.
I really had to go like sit there for a minute, contemplate my
I kept going deeper and deeper in there, like, get the hell back.
I'm like, can you come check on me first? Nigga, damn. Like, I'm over here suffering right now. I think I had an asthma attack. Everything. I get back to the room. Apparently being down there, being smacked by all the water and the sand and shit. My whole bathing suit from top to bottom. It was like I literally took the beach home with me.
We did.
I had to, like, shower everything. It was so bad that I left the bathing suit in L.A. I didn't even bring it back with me. I was like, fuck this bathe. I'm never getting in the water again, so I don't need this. Okay? I don't bathe in, I don't shower with a bathing suit. Also, I have no need for a bathing suit anymore. I, to this day, still do not own one. And I think that was in, what, 2020?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't own one anymore. I want to go. No, it was
2019.
I think we planned it in 19 and then went in 20.
Was it before or after COVID?
During.
Oh, that's right. We did go during COVID.
It was during because we had to wear a mask on the flight. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Speaking of flights, ew.
You don't like flying?
No, they're just not with babies on it.
I remember you almost punched that baby. That was funny as shit. I had to keep telling her, that is a child. That is a white child. That is a white child with white parents, and we are on a plane. Please don't hit this baby. And the baby just looked at her and went, and goo-goo. And she was like, I'm finna snap. I'm just like, bro.
What are you doing? What color the baby is. It was the point that it was a baby, and it was like, she started to cry, and, like, my eyes started twitching because, like, I have postpartum psychosis. So, no, I didn't want to hear the baby crying. And I
this motherfucker, hey, you've named, like, four different.
I know. And I couldn't pull out the headphones in time, and I look up, and she's, and I just looked at her like, you about to get tossed out this fucking plane.
I think the baby felt it, though, because she kind of went.
She stopped.
She went, and then, like, turned around.
And didn't make another sound for the whole rest of the flight.
I didn't see that baby no more to fly. So I don't even think I saw the baby get off the plane.
But I didn't threaten the baby or nothing. I just gave it a look like you about to fucking get tossed. And then the baby stopped. And then I'm just like, I gotta do better because, bitch, what? Like, that's a baby. Like, I get it. But, like, if you have.
That was before your diagnosis and everything, though.
Yeah.
So.
It was beforehand, and then I didn't find out until after. I was like, well, that's why it fucking triggered the fuck out of me.
Yeah. Like, I was like, oh, it makes sense.
It's a trigger. So, yeah, I avoid babies. Like, my sisters and them have kids. Like, don't bring them motherfuckers around me until they're five.
They're not oh, you said five? I was supposed to say he's not a baby no more.
Until they're five, and they can actually, you know, formulate words.
Can it use the bathroom by itself? Can it use the bathroom by itself? When it's hungry, then it can come
if
by.
If not, don't bring it around me. Thank you.
I ain't even got no kids. I got four dogs.
I'd rather be around the dogs, even keep them away too, but like I would rather deal with the dogs.
They being so good right now. I'm so glad. They all sleep. I love it. Because about 20 minutes before we started recording,
it was a madhouse.
These niggas was trying to fight. Everybody barking, the dog screaming, the husband sneezed. I don't even know where that nigga went.
To purgatory.
This motherfucker. But, all right, let us wrap this up, y'all. It's been a vibe. It's been a good time. We're about to get out of here. We gave y'all 40-something minutes, so I hope y'all enjoyed it. I hope y'all lasted this long. If you lasted this long, not only comment how you feel about drug activities and recreational use, but let me know. Tag Vibing with the Koyas at the bottom. If you lasted this long, we're going to be out. We'll see y'all Saturday. Give y'all a full episode. We're going to try and talk about marriages, relationships, and everything else.
And since I'm a hermit, you might not see me on camera.
She going to be on that damn camera because if I got to be seen, she going to be seen.
I'm going to pop in and out like, hey.
Because we vibing with the Koyas.
They going to vibe with the autism. And I'm going to be like off screen. Like, hi, my name's Jeff.
Have a good night.